The Japanese have been shaken to their core. Opportunities await. A Pakistani Christian dies in custody, and Christians are sending a message to Libya. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Uncertainty about Japan's crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant and earthquake tsunami relief have many in the nation searching for security. Neil Hicks has spent 30 years working in Japan with the Mission Society. Hicks says many Japanese have become materialistic and almost agnostic. They now realize
their gods of money and self-reliance and even technology has failed them miserably, and they are absolutely shaken to the core. And they don't know which way to turn.
Hicks says there hasn't been anything since World War II that's pushed the Japanese from their no-God God to the living God.
The Japanese are once again asking the eternal questions again. We have another window of opportunity. And there are missionaries in Japan who are prepared to communicate the gospel.
To help with relief, go to missionnetworknews.org and we'll link you. Meanwhile, another Christian died in Pakistan at the hands of the disputed blasphemy law. Kumar David was sentenced to life in prison last year on charges that he'd blasphemed Muhammad via a text message. Pakistani officials say David died of natural causes in prison, but many, like Carl Muller with Open Doors USA, have suspicions.
The report is that he died of a heart attack. The indications are clearly that he had been under threat in the prison, had also asked for protection in the prison, and it's quite likely that this heart attack may not have been that at all.
The death comes on the heels of two assassinations of high-ranking Christians. Those, plus this possible murder, spells trouble for believers.
It means more pressure. It means those who perpetrate threats and violence against Christians in the name of this terrible law will feel more strength and more confidence to go ahead and do so.
Pray the church will continue spreading the gospel regardless. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the United Nations Security Council considers a no-fly zone over Libya, the people of that nation are suffering. That's the word from President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm. Libyan Americans are requesting medical teams to send in medical supplies and volunteer teams.
People have had to flee the fighting, and they are living in refugee camps now. This has happened very quickly, and so we have been able to ship in almost $900,000 worth of medical supplies that will help 20,000 people for 3 months.
The United States is urging Libya's Arab neighbors to take military action. That'll cause even more human tragedy. Van der Zalm says providing this relief brings an important message.
Regardless of the faith differences we may have, we want you to know that we care for you, that God cares for you, and we want to reach out to you and show you that Christ loves you too.
$31.50 provides medical supplies for 30 people for 3 months. And Sunday is take two for Haiti's presidential elections. Haiti initially held a vote in November. Corruption at the polls and abysmal voter turnout led to a runoff election for Mirlan Maniga and Michel Martelly. Ron Sparks with Baptist Haiti Mission says,
Madame Maniga is a lawyer. She's smart. She's got some experience, but also is sympathetic to some non-Christian practices. On the other hand, Martelly is very popular with the younger people. He's a carnival singer and musician, but not the best on morals.
The church will continue to reach out whatever the outcome, but prayer is needed.
The main thing is, at this point, that things go peacefully and that there be a clear decision as to who the newly elected president's going to be, and that there be an agreement following the elections that the people will follow this leader and maybe get Haiti on the track to make some progress that's been so lacking in the past.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.